Hot Mic with Ray White. You got to turn the mic on.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell the people who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so my name is Brad Malone, a financial educator. So I focus on teaching people how money works.
There it is, how money works. So tell me a little bit about yourself, man. So why is financial literacy important to you? And what is the impact that that has in our community?
Oh, man. So financial literacy is important to me because I know what it's like to struggle. I know what it's like to be uneducated when it comes to finances. You know, I was young, filed a bankruptcy, 27, didn't know a dang thing about money. If it wasn't for the people that stepped in my life and actually started teaching me about finances, I'd probably be heading the same direction. So it's just, it's that right there. It's the impact that financial education can make when you actually understand money, how it works, and you feel more confident what to do with it.
What's the first step that you would want people to know or to be able to capture as they're moving forward in their journey?
You can't be scared to look at your finances, for one, right? If you don't ever look at the problem, you can never solve it, right? And a lot of people, when they're struggling financially, they just want to avoid it. They want to not look at it. You know, it's kind of like how I felt. It's like, as long as that card swiped, I was good, right? But if you don't ever analyze the situation, you can't change it. So the first step is being willing to actually take a look and see where you're at so you know where your journey starts.
That's hilarious because I don't know the last time I looked at my financial statement and I'm in business. So here we go. Maybe I should do that tonight. What do you hope to see, or what is your vision for Salem?
Shoot, that's a good question.
I ask big questions. I'm sorry.
That is such a big question. All I know is, for me personally, what I would love to be able to contribute to Salem, you know, being involved in the community over the last few years, just learning how many people come together to really make Salem run and contribute to all the different organizations that we have here. I want to be able to get to a point where I'm a philanthropist and I can be able to contribute to the causes, because there's so many in the city, right? But you look at all of them, it's like, all right, I can't, you do every single one, but you know, you find the ones you're passionate about, and those are the ones you give into. So I want to be able to be at a point in my life to where if I see something that's important, see something that can make a difference, I can write a check and help that organization. Because a lot of these organizations, they're just nonprofits, so they have to run from donor dollars, right? So I want to be able to be that person who can be able to invest into those organizations, help them run, and help them go out and contribute to the city.
So last question, as we look out into the next generation, as we look out into developing opportunities for other people in our communities, what is one advice you would like to give, whether to your younger self or somebody who is stepping into the business world in Salem? What's one advice you would give to them?
Make connections, right? There's a saying out there that you are the sum of the five people that you surround yourself with. And that is so true. It's just go out there, make connections, make friends. You never know where those relationships are going to lead. You're going to find somebody who's going to inspire you, somebody who's going to teach you new, somebody's going to help you get to a next level by maybe connecting you to somebody else. You just got to go out there, make friends, make connections, and you never know where that's going to lead.
Let's go. Let's get it. Brian, where can people find you?
They can find me online. Look on Instagram. Bearded Financial Bro is my handle. I'm on there, and Facebook. That's a great way to be able to connect and see what I have going on.
There it is. I'm going to have to get some beer tips from you, bro. We'll be right back.